morning. This is Donna M. Butler, founder of the Broke Wives Club. And you know what? I'm parked this morning. I pulled over on the side of the road to make this boo. Actually, I'm in a safe place, so don't think I did a sudden shift and pulled over to make this boo, even though I wish I could have. I pulled up in a parking lot of a national chain supermarket, okay? So that's where I'm making this boo from because I'm a little upset. On my morning drive, I listened to various things on the radio. And this one particular show I was listening to this morning really made me mad because they talked about an artist, a singer, Toni Braxton, who I don't know how many of you know, may or may not know, has filed bankruptcy for a second time. And a lot of people say, well, she had it all. You know, shame on her. You know, she filed bankruptcy the first time and, you know, got it back and now doing it again. You know, we don't know what went on in her world. And we don't know. That's just it. We don't know. But when you hear people make fun of it and talk about her and, you know, talk about that they read the bankruptcy papers online because someone felt the need to put her bankruptcy, you know, things online, which, you know, I know it's public knowledge. But to sit there and make fun of a woman who obviously is going through a hard time, you know, no joke or pun intended of being broke, not just financially, but probably brokenhearted and broken spirited. Because Toni Braxton is indeed a talented woman. And sometimes we put our trust in people and they take advantage of us, our finances, or whatever we have to offer. And it just made me mad because instead of lending a hand and uplifting or saying, hey, Toni, call in to us and, you know, hey, you know, just something like that. They literally made it worse. And I say that to a lot of other comedians or people that make sport of another person's, you know, downfall or another person's personal problem or personal brokenness. We've got to stop doing that. We have to not do that. And how do we do that? Easy. We just say no. I won't participate. I won't talk about it. I won't comment about it. If you do that, maybe that person will have time to heal. And then again, maybe not. That's going to be their choice. But at the Broke Wives Club, we choose to throw the toe chain out. We choose to let sisters know that they are not alone. So my message is this. Toni Braxton, Lindsay Lohan, any sister out there that needs a hand in divorcing the status of brokenness, give us a shout out at thebrokewivesclub.com. We know what it's like. We may not have had what you've had and lost or what you're going through, but we do know what it's like feeling broke. Take care. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Peace out.